Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. The chapter, so Babu Salati ala al-Mayyiti wa tashi'ihi wa huduri dafnihi wa karahati ittiba'i nisa'i al-janais. The chapter on performing salah for the deceased. In other words, performing the janazah salah for the deceased, accompanying his funeral. After the janazah salah, to accompany the funeral, in other words, to go to the qabrustan for the burial. So going, following it. So one is performing the salah. Then is actually following the janazah. And the third part of it is attending the burial itself. And the fourth part that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought to this chapter is the dislike for women to follow funerals. Dislike for women to follow funerals. We'll do two ahadith and we'll do a bit of explanation. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من شهد الجنازة حتى يصلي عليها فله قيراط ومن شهد حتى تدفن فله قيراطان قيل وما القيراطان قال مثل الجبلين العظيمين متفق عليه. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who is present at a funeral until the salah for the deceased is performed will receive one qirat. In other words, one who is present for the Salatul Janazah will receive one qirat. And one who is present until he is buried will receive two qirats. It was asked, what is the meaning of two qirats? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is equivalent to two huge mountains. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif and Ahmad, Musnad Ahmad. The next hadith got a very similar meaning, so we'll do it and then we'll do the explanation. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من اتبع جنازة مسلم إيمانا واحتسابا وكان معه حتى يصلي عليها ويفرغ من دفنها فإنه يرجع من الأجر بقراطين كل قراط مثل أحد ومن صلى عليها ثم رجع قبل أن تدفن فإنه يرجع بقراط رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who attends the funeral of a Muslim, and the thing that causes him to do this, he is motivated by iman and the expectation of reward. So the first thing is iman, and the second thing is expectation of reward. And the person remains until the salah is performed for him and his burial is complete, returns with two qirats. Each qirat is equivalent to Mount Uhud. One who performs the salah for the deceased and returns before he is buried, returns with one qirat. So here we explain the reward for a person attending the janazah salah and a person going to the qabrustan and attending the burial. Qirat in Arabic has more than one meaning. One meaning is 1/6 of a dirham. One take a dirham divided in 6 portions, 1/6 of it is also a qirat. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is spelling out what is the meaning of qirat. Here it means a huge mountain. So a person going for the janazah salat is getting the sawab of one huge mountain. In the second hadith is explained that mithlu Uhudin is the size of Mount Uhud, so big in reward. In other words, person is getting massive rewards for attending a janazah salah. And then what happens is that normal practice is we go for a janazah salah and then most of us go way back home. Unless it's a close relative, then we go to the qabrustan. What we learn from this hadith is that there's huge rewards for attending the qabrustan also, for going to the qabrustan also and attending the burial of the person. And if you look at it, it takes about 20, 25 minutes. Maximum it will take 30 minutes for a person to go there, attend the burial and come away. But he's getting the sawab of one mountain. Now sahaba, they would think like this. This was their mind. Like how we got a business mind. If there's a special year, there's a deal year, there's a something going on here, we know, and we all want to be part of that deal. But sahaba, this is how their minds would work. When they would hear things like this, this is a massive deal. Person is going for a janazah salat, he's getting the size of a mountain reward. If he goes to the qabrustan, attends the burial, he's getting another qirat, another mountain. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the first hadith explains that it is a big mountain. So here we, and in the next hadith he explained the size of Uhud. So when Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he was the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he would normally just go and he would attend the janazah and he would leave. Initially, He didn't know about the reward of going to the Qabristan. So he would go and he'd just attend the janazah, and like us, most of us, we leave back and go wherever we need to go. Different case if a person is out of time, person has to go back to work, person does, that's a different situation. But where there is time available, we should try and score on this reward. So anyway, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, he would go for the janazah salah and then he would leave. When he was informed about this hadith, that the person that goes to the Qabristan is getting another reward of a qirat, so then he, in sadness, he expressed this. He said, قَدْ ضَيَّعْنَا قَرَارِيْتَ كَثِيرَةً. We have wasted many, many qararit. We have many, many qirat. We have wasted it. Because we didn't know about it, we have wasted so many qirat. In other words, it was like a sadness that he expressed. We had an opportunity so easily to get this sawab, and we just lost out on this sawab. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. So here we learn that there is reward for going there for the janazah salah. In fact, when it comes to the janazah salah, if a person has to leave, this is just adab, it's not a thing of being haram or being makruh or anything, it's just adab, etiquette. Under the etiquettes of attending a janazah salah, that if a person has to leave after the janazah salah, he should take permission from the wali of that janazah. Wali means the closest family, male family relative that is there to the deceased. He should take ijazah, permission, that I need to leave before the burial is taking place. May I have your permission to leave? I need to go somewhere. This is from the etiquettes of going for a janazah also. But unfortunately, this has become a trend that we go there for the janazah salah and then everyone is just going away, just leaving, as though it's a normal practice. Normal practice, good practice is, we should go and try and attend the Qabristan if we got time. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.